Donald, did you get your new GT shipment?
Yeah, man. Especially that Aquakeef, man. I love it. I love it. I love it to death.
And Gingerberry and Gingerade and Trilogy.
GT's really got it down when it comes to quenching my thirst and filling my body with probiotics.
GT is great for your gut because it has probiotics in it. And a healthy gut can help with less bloating, digestion support, boosted immunity, improve your mood, your skin, and just your overall health. So you can learn more about GTs at gtslivingfoods.com/loveyourguts and pick up a bottle at your local grocery store in the refrigerated section.
Hey everyone, it's Michelle Williams, and I love being able to share my story with you on my podcast, Checking In with Michelle Williams, where my guests and I, we get real as we share the ups and downs of our mental health journeys, and I'd love for you to join me. iHeartRadio is number one for podcasts, but don't take our word for it. Listen to Checking In with Michelle Williams every Tuesday, a part of the Black Effect on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Now every customer, both new and existing, get the same great deal on the best devices.
Hello everyone, it's Suhaiti here, and I have my guest, my co-host is back, Jessica Castro, here with me. We're taking relationship questions. Yeah, we're taking relationship questions, and I kind of wish that I would have recorded this live so people could call in, but that's hard to do. That's hard to do with a podcast, but we do have some questions that people submitted Jessica, and Jessica's going to bless us with her sage advice. I did see somebody, you posted something on social media when you posted about the questions, and someone asked you, why are you someone who's giving advice? I'm just curious what your response was.
Yeah, I actually, you know, she wasn't the first one. I actually had a few people who were like, well, what makes you such an expert? And my response just was, I never said I was an expert. I just, you know, I've been through some stuff.
Yeah.
And just as everyone else, you know, I think I know a thing or two about relationships. I never said I was an expert. I can just, you know, give people what I know and what I've experienced, which, you know, was definitely a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So
it's funny because I think that a lot of people, when you say, hey, ask me advice, like, they just automatically assume that you're branding yourself as an expert, no matter who you are. And it's like, I just feel like, in general, it's hard to be an expert in anything unless you're a doctor. And even doctors keep going to school. So even doctors aren't experts. They continue studying. So people ask me the same thing, you know, because my whole brand is like love expert, you know, and I didn't like the word expert, but everyone told me I should brand myself as that because, again, then people start asking you. But people ask me the same thing. And even though, like, I have a baby and I'm engaged, people are still, they ask you now less, though. They ask me now less because I have a relationship. When you're single, they're like, why am I going to take advice from somebody who's still single?
Who's still single, right, exactly.
So I get it. But you know what? It's about empowering. And
exactly.
And I agree, you know, everyone has relationship experiences. And what makes you a quote-unquote expert, if you want to call yourself that, or someone who has the knowledge to share, is learning from those experiences.
So what I have learned to apply from, you know, just relationships is to always speak your mind, because your partner doesn't know what you're thinking. If you're mad about something, let them know. Don't sweep it under the rug. And I know that that's always been one of my number one kind of like what I just, you know, I that's what I would do. I would just, if I had an issue with something, it could have been the smallest thing. I would just sweep it under the rug and it would just build up until I finally explode, and then they're like, whoa, like, where the hell did that come from? You've been holding that in for 2 weeks, you know? So I've definitely learned to just speak up, speak your mind, speak your piece. It doesn't mean it's good, doesn't mean it's bad. It's just, you know, you just have to, communication is key.
I think that,
that's what I've learned.
I think a lot of women can relate to that. I think that's a woman thing, though. Unless you're my cousin Jahira.
It was definitely a Jessica thing.
Unless you're my cousin Jahira. My cousin Jahira, she speaks up too much.
My best friend's like that. She will tell you how it is. And her husband loves her for that. I mean, you know, that's great. That's just how she's always been. And she's like, you have to be more stern. You have to be this. And I'm like, I'm not you. I can't be that person. I'm like, it works for you. That's great. But let me ease my way into it.
I think it's one extreme or the other. Like, with women, I think that it's important to find the balance. So, like, your my cousin, your friend. If your friend is anything like my cousin, she speaks her mind and is really opinionated and loud and just like about everything. So like things like sometimes you just need to let go. She doesn't know how to let anything go. And then you have the other extreme where it's like you know, in your situation, you know, which we all saw where you te tragaba todo. Like you were just like, nope, everything was like, I'm just going to keep it down. Nope, I'm not going to rock the boat. Nope, 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 nope.
Right, right.
So I think it's important to have a balance, but it's hard. But the lessons, you know, what you learned and what you experienced, you're inching your way towards the balance, that middle.
Absolutely.
And that's, I think that's a good place to be. That's a good place to be, and it makes you an expert in my eyes. No. I'm an expert, and I'm crowning you the second expert. I've learned so much about relationships through my mistakes. All experts are like that. Psychologists need psychologists. Therapists need therapists. So I think we're on the right path.
Yep, absolutely. I agree.
So like I said, you know, a lot of this is about empowering women. The reason why I wanted to do this podcast with you and just my whole entire message since I could remember, you know, starting in this career, was to empower women, especially Latinas, because I didn't really feel like I had a lot of that growing up. Like my mom is awesome, but I saw a lot of stuff with her and my dad. No one really talked to me about relationships. Nobody talked to me about sex. Everything was super taboo, right. Hush, hush. Mm-hmm. And I feel like empowering women to just speak up, find that balance, and be their best selves is so important. And you actually have like a whole mission. You have an empowerment workshop that, you know, not a workshop, it's like an event. Like I'm a part of the panel. What made you create this?
Well, you know, throughout everything that I've been through the last 2 years, because of my experience on this show, I've had many women reach out to me just asking me, you know, for advice and for help. And I never thought in a million years I would have women reach out to me, because I just, you know, I do relationships, like I just learn how to do them along the way. But I guess, you know, watching me on television, and just kind of growing into this stronger woman, it's like they felt the need to reach out. And a lot of women don't have that. And I feel like women building other women up is what we need now more than ever. You know, I just had this conversation earlier. A lot of women love to compete, and it's like, yeah. Why? There's so much room to grow. So why not help the next woman? You know, and I think that's really the main reason why I've decided to do this event. It's my first one. I'm super excited, and you know, we're gonna have some amazing women on the panel, such as yourself, which I'm super excited.
Thank you. I know I'm excited. So I mean, and you have Yvette Rios, who is amazing. She's like on Lifetime TV and has, you know, shows, and she actually just she just auditioned for something for QVC. Like she's like the Latina Martha Stewart. She's like a powerhouse, and she has two kids, and she is Puerto Rican. Like she does it all, you know. And then I know you, Jacqueline's there also, who was on the show with you.
Right, exactly. So she has her own experience, you know, because we didn't know each other during the show. We
really?
Met right before it aired.
Oh, because you guys meet. Yeah, that makes sense. It's like separate marriages. Yeah.
Yes. Exactly. So, you know, she'll be able to speak on her experience and where she's at now and what she gained from it. You know, and then we have Allie, who's my publicist, who will also be on it. She'll be speaking about, you know, the career aspect of Latinas and women, you know, business and all of that stuff. So it's going to be, you know, it's going to be great. We're going to have, you know, a red carpet. We're going to have, you know, some celebrities popping up, some giveaways. And so, yeah, you know, the women, everyone can purchase the tickets at www.womeninspiringwomen.com. And we're really encouraging women to use the hashtag WIWBYGAYCASH. So to tell us their inspirational stories, either by post or video, you know, we're going to be keeping track of that. I've actually have been keeping track of my messages throughout the last 2 years of women who reached out to me. And, you know, hopefully we'll be doing something with that along the line, just so women can know, you know, you're not alone. You're not the only one going through certain situations in your life. All of us are.
Yeah, I'm sure you received tons of messages from women who could just relate, because that's how my career started, as like this love expert, dating expert, whatever you want to call it. I was writing about my single days and my relationships, you know, for, you know, Latina and like all these various multimedia platforms that reached a Latina audience. And I started getting these questions like, hey, you know, I saw that you went through this. And I used to write about things like maybe a year after they happened to gain some perspective, because I just didn't want to put something out there and not reflect somehow and not show like, okay, this happened. It was crappy, but you can grow from it. And women started emailing me like, this happened to me. Like, what do you suggest? So it's definitely something that helps you grow. And I can't wait for the empowerment workshop. I can't wait to talk to these women about all this. I mean, you're talking about social media. You're talking about career. Social media in itself could be a whole day.
Oh, yeah. That's the whole topic in itself. That's like, forget, that's a whole platform there, right there. So,
it's like, especially with relationships.
Yeah, we definitely have some amazing topics to discuss that day. So I can't wait for, you know, for everyone to come out. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, I'm excited. So it's going to be June 3rd, right?
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you can purchase the tickets again where?
You can purchase them at womeninspiringwomen.com. And if not, you know, if that's too much and people don't remember that, then, you know, I'm constantly posting on social media, on my Instagram at MSJ Castro. All the information is on there as well. You know, we have some time from now until June, so we're going to be blasting it. So
yeah, I'm going to post it soon. I'm very strategic about what I post and when. Yeah. It's
I get it. I'm the same exact way. Totally. There's a method to the social media.
Yes, there is. Sure. And I'm actually going to post it on the description. You can go to the description of this podcast and I'll have the link also there so people can just click to it. So we're going to get to the nitty gritty. We're going to get to the questions that people, you know, emailed you to ask you because everyone just wanted to know your opinion. It's about stuff. So I don't know if I should send the email. I'm not going to say the emails of the people because I want to protect their privacy. I'll just say the first half of the email or the first. Yeah, because I want to protect people's privacy. So we're going to get to the questions and then we're going to talk a little bit more with Jessica Castro here on Love Suhiri Talks of Raw on Revolver Podcast. So the first question, Jessica, what's the single most important thing for a relationship to be successful? That is a loaded question.
I mean, I actually think I just mentioned it, you know, communication.
Yeah.
Communication is key. Don't sweep it under the rug. Don't let it just build up and build up and then you explode out of nowhere. One, because it's not fair to him, you know, for you to just dump all of this anger in one shot. You know, it could be from 2 months ago. Just keep the communication lines open. I think, you know, I know for sure that is number one. That is definitely number one. And number two, I want to say, be yourself. You know, I feel like there's so many different people just trying to be things that they're not. And then it just kind of blows up in their face.
Yeah.
Just be who you are. And everyone will fall in love with you. And if not, then that's fine. Not everyone's going to like you. That's okay. Trust me. I've learned the hard way.
Right.
Well, I'm not here to please everyone.
Yeah. And I'm going to piggyback on that and say trust, because if you don't trust your partner to have your back, then you can't communicate with them. So that person has to be someone that you really feel like supports you and trusts you in order to be open and communicate, because you have to feel like the person accepts you for who you are. And you have to really feel that you trust them enough with your feelings. And that's not easy for a lot of people. So I always say, if you don't trust your partner, I'm not talking about trust like, oh, you don't think he's going to cheat. I'm talking about really trusting that person is going to accept you and really loves you for who you are. And you can go to them with anything. That's not hard to do when you know what you want in a partner and you've connected with the right partner for you. Nobody's perfect, but there is such a thing as finding the right partner for you. Not the perfect partner, but the right partner.
Right. Right.
All right. The same person, her name is, I'm going to call her China. So China, if you're listening.
My girl, China.
Okay. So she's the one that asks the single most important thing for a relationship to be successful. She has a follow-up question. What's your idea of a romantic vacation?
Romantic vacation?
Right.
That's interesting. Well, I'm a summer baby, so something on the beach by the water would be ideal. You know what? Honestly, I'm actually not very picky, but I also don't do water sports, so we can just scratch that out.
Neither do I.
Wait, what's that?
I said, neither do I. I just want to lay on a beach.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I'm. So do I. I've done, like, the whole kayaking and jet skiing. Not a big fan. So, but it would definitely be on the beach. And honestly, I would love to ride a horse on the beach.
I've ridden a horse, not on a beach. Not on a beach.
I've never done that. I think that's, like, beyond amazing. When I was in Puerto Rico just last month, you know, I went to a beach and there were, like, wild horses. And, like, they're everywhere. And this wild horse literally just ran along the water. It was something out of a movie. I turned around and I was like, oh, my God, that was probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Have you ridden a horse before, though? Like, ever at all? Not just on the beach?
No. Never.
Yeah, let me know when you do that. I want to see how it feels like to have that big piece of meat in between your legs and your first time ever riding a horse. Because I rode a horse and it was like a pony. Because I was like, can you give me the pony? I'm so scared. And let me tell you, you feel like you're sore in between your legs. You feel like you might fall off balance. I mean, just let me know. Get back to me on that. On the romance of it. Okay, so you have another question from Mary H. And Mary H. has a long question about a relationship that she's in. So she says, I've been with my boyfriend for 4 months, but they met 3 years ago. I never thought I would be with him, so I guess they were friends before. Within the years, we were each other's confession booths. Okay, so now it seems like it has semi-backfired because he always brings up certain people. And I told him, just like I don't ask you crap from the past, don't ask my stuff from the past. You already knew this one. You decided to make it official. So it seems like they have this relationship, this friendship from the past. They were confiding in each other about what they were doing in perspective and other relationships when they were both single and just friends together for 4 months. And now he's kind of throwing her shit in her face, basically. So she asks, how can I get him to stop bringing it up?
Honestly, unfortunately, he's going to keep bringing it up because he knows the information.
Yeah.
I would just honestly speak with him and just say, you know, that's the past. There's no need to keep bringing it up because it's not making the situation any better. And if he keeps throwing it in her face, then I wouldn't continue. I mean, honestly, I've been in that situation and where I would rather just be friends with him because we know too much of each other's history. And because of that, I know how he is in relationships. I know that it would never work.
Yeah, that complicates things. I mean, they say friendship is the foundation, and I believe friendship is the foundation, but you have to accept each other and, like, just, it's like you have a romantic relationship now with a friend, like, it's starting fresh. It's not like, it's not the same.
Exactly. So he shouldn't be throwing that in his
face. He shouldn't be. I wonder if it's insecurity on his part, because God knows, you know, like, what the dirt is, I don't know, but it seems like he's throwing it in her face because he's insecure somehow that maybe she'll keep doing the dirt, whatever it is.
Maybe he's a guilty conscience.
And maybe he's Maybe he's had dirt too and he's met his match. You never know. I don't know. How can he stop bringing it up though? I think, yeah, talking to him is important. I think she needs to be firm though. Like, you don't want to give ultimatums, but be like, if you bring this up again, I don't know if we can be together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Put your foot down. That's just, you know, because if not, he's just going to keep bringing it up and it's just going to keep making it an issue. It's going to be a consistent issue. So,
right.
Nip it in the bud.
Yes. Agreed. All right. So we have another question. Rochelle has a two-parter. Her name is Rochelle. Her first question is, I've been seeing this guy for 6 months and he wants to go away with me. So a vacation, is it too soon?
I'm laughing because... The guy that I'm seeing, I've only known him for a few months, actually less than 6 months, and we already went on vacation.
I know, you told me, that's why I'm curious. I'm like, I know your answer because you told me. I mean...
I don't think there's any time frame in relationships. If that's something that you're comfortable doing with him, then do it. Why not? What's holding you back? You know, that can actually either make or break
the
next step in your relationship.
So maybe that's why she's afraid to go.
I'd say go.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you have to lose?
Yeah, well, if she really likes the guy, she could lose him. I mean, I agree. I mean, I'm trying to remember. Dave and I met in April. Dave and I went on vacation. I think it was 3 months after we made it official. 3 months.
I think that's a great way to get to know each other.
And it's like you are basically living with this person away for how many days you're away, and getting to see them morning, noon, and night, and you're in a different country, in a different, you only have each other. So you really have to, if you argue, you have to go through the arguments, you know, you have to try to communicate. It really tests your relationship, like, quickly into the relationship. And if you can't make it through 3 days in Jamaica, people.
Oh, then don't even plan on moving in together.
Then maybe you should not make it. Come back and break up. If you're on vacation in paradise, hopefully he ain't taking you to, like, you know, a camping trip. But if you're on vacation in paradise and you cannot enjoy paradise together, then that's probably not the person for you. Because it's hard not to be happy when you're on the beach. That's what I'm saying.
I actually know a girlfriend who, she was dating this guy for quite some time. He actually proposed not too long ago, but, you know, I remember her going on their first vacation, and I was like, oh my God, you guys just met. And she goes, girl, that's how I know if, like, he's the one I want to continue to get to know and be in a long-term relationship. I go on vacations, and if it just doesn't work on that vacation, then it's not going to work when we get back home. I'm like, wow.
It's smart. I just think you're right. People have to be comfortable. You can't go on vacation with a guy and, like be weary about what might happen, or like, let's say you haven't slept with the guy yet, like, you can't go on vacation and expect that person might not want to get to that level, you know, because you are on vacation, you are alone, and usually that's kind of, it shouldn't be a given, but a lot of men are like, okay,
kind of,
we're going away, like, we're gonna have sex if we haven't had sex, or take it to the next level. So I agree, unless she feels uncomfortable, or, and if she feels uncomfortable, she needs to also ask herself why she would feel uncomfortable.
Yeah, that's a whole other ball game. If she's feeling uncomfortable, she's really gonna have to dig deep and you know, put herself out there and realize why and what's making her uncomfortable.
That's right, Rochelle. Figure it out. All right, she has a second question. She said, "I would like to do something special for the guy I'm seeing, the guy that she maybe not want to go on vacation with." Interesting. Okay, I'm gonna go with you, Rochelle. What do you recommend?
Well, it depends. Depends on what he likes, you know? I mean, you just have to pay close attention to what he likes and his surroundings. It can be something simple, like small. I think you just have to pay attention to, you know, what he's into.
I think she should go on vacation with him. I think he's into that. I'm like, something special for the guy seems to be going away on vacation. So, Rochelle, maybe you should go away on vacation. Of course. If you're comfortable enough. So, I think it's, if she doesn't want to do that and she just wants to give him a nice gift, the little things, I think, are always much more important and matter more.
Yeah.
Even for men, you know, it's not just the woman thing. We like the little things.
I absolutely.
Yeah.
Agree.
Men are more romantic than women give them credit for. They really are.
I absolutely agree. Yep.
So, okay. I'm going to talk to you about something else in a little bit, because I do have some questions that I received under Axel Haiti. But
okay.
I wanted to talk to you about this celebrity gossip post that I read. And I'm curious what you think, because I'm sure you've been here. So, you know, Meg Ryan, America's Sweetheart, You've Got Mail, Sleeps in Seattle. So she went out with John Mellencamp. You know, he's like the rocker. And he did an interview with SiriusXM with Howard Stern, basically saying that she hates him. Like, she would never accept a text, a call. And they broke up. They ended it for good in 2015, but they were off and on for 4 years. So 4 years is a long time to be with someone. And he said that Meg Ryan hates him, that she hates him to death. That's what he said. And supposedly it's because he's, like, immature. Do you hate any of your exes? Well, I know you hate one of your exes, but, like,
I was like, your answer.
But I know, but it's like, do you think it's possible to hate someone that much that you would never, ever want to speak to them again? Like, hate them to death?
You know what? I don't speak to all of my exes for whatever reasons, but I don't hate any of them either. I may have hated them, like, right after we broke up, because
right.
I realize I don't do well with rejection.
Neither do I.
It took me a really long time to realize that. But I don't hate any of them. I mean, I guess it's possible. Like, even with my last situation, yes, I hated him for a really long time. But then I realized carrying that in my heart, it's not making the situation any better for myself. I'm to peace with myself and forgive and... I don't forget, but you have to learn to forgive. And so I don't hate him anymore. I just don't like him.
Yeah, I feel like hate is a very strong word. And the fact, I mean, maybe John Mellencamp is exaggerating, but I mean, he said that she hates him to death. That's, you have to do some dirt. Meg Ryan, put some forgiveness in your heart. Please. I don't think I hate
that he's just like exaggerating.
Maybe he's being a drama king, but I know women though who hate their exes. I know women who hate their exes, like loathe them though. That's not, or, and men who hate their exes. It's not uncommon. I don't think I hate any of my exes. I agree. I think that it takes up too much energy to hate someone.
Yes. Too much space in your heart and in your head. It's like, yes. That's the point.
Yes. Yeah, I agree. So, okay, I'm gonna jump into an Axel Haiti question that I think it's maybe why Meg Ryan maybe hates John Mellencamp. Because there's a lot of contention between men and women, or men and men, and women, regardless of your relationship, heterosexual or homosexual, regarding texting and relationships. So somebody emailed me this. It's a man. I'm not a fan of texting. My phone is always on vibrate, and you know, I just leave it in my room for 2 to 6 hours at a time. So I get a lot of mixed text messages and calls. So what happens is that he dates women. And he's not called out by men, but he's been called out by these women that he's dated, and they've gotten angry with him. So he says that they've gotten angry with me for not answering their call or text immediately. A few women have insisted that I'm lying about my phone habits. He says, I just don't get it. I try to prove a point that I'm just like really disconnected with the world. Like when it comes to texting and technology, I really don't care if even people respond to me immediately or not. My phone is just not something that I'm attached to. How should I handle this when dating? I think she needs to just tell them. But they don't believe him.
Yeah.
They don't believe him.
Right, but, like, that's kind of tricky, I feel, because you're not, like, with one woman where, like, she knows kind of, like, your schedule or your daily routine,
right,
whatever the case may be. You're dating, so it's, like, even if, you know, you're not responding, I mean, I would probably bug out, too, not for nothing. Like, all right, maybe 2 hours is okay, but 6 hours?
I mean, honestly, I feel like dating takes effort. If you really want to get to know someone and you really want to date someone, it takes effort. So even though, and dating means also when you're putting an effort that you might be doing something that's not for you, it's for the person that you're getting to know and that you like.
Mm-hmm.
So even if it's not something, Mr. Non-Texter fan, that you aren't comfortable with or you don't really like to do, if you are dating someone and you really like them and really want to get to know them and have this woman feel like she's special, then you do things that make her feel special. And one of those things is if she's texting you and she's calling you and she likes talking on the phone or she likes hearing from you, you know, in less than 24 hours, then, and she bugs out, you need to change that behavior because it's important to her.
Absolutely.
And when you're getting
Absolutely.
To know someone and it's someone you really like and you really want to be with, you change certain behaviors to make the person happy. It doesn't mean compromising your moral code or your belief system. It's just texting and answering
exactly.
a phone call. So, and
She's
it's funny.
You need to move cross country.
Yeah, exactly. But it's funny because my fiance Dave, when him and I first started dating, he's not a phone person. He hates talking on the phone. He's a texter. And a lot of men are. And a lot of women are too. I know a lot of women who don't like talking on the phone. Especially like younger women, millennials. But I let him know that it was really important to me for us to like talk on the phone once in a while. Because, you know, we weren't seeing each other every day. He lived in Long Island. I lived in Manhattan and Washington Heights. And it's not like we were seeing each other so often that we were getting to know each other at a fast rate. So if it was just texting, I don't feel like you really can get to know someone via text because it's just texting versus over the phone.
Yeah.
You're actually having a dialogue and a conversation. And if you're not seeing the person on a consistent basis, then the phone and having that conversation helps the getting to know process. And I let him know that it was important to me. And listen, I'm engaged. We got a babe. He listened
so
and he hated
right.
it. He hated it. He hates talking on the phone. But he did it for me because he liked me and he wanted to do that for me and put in that effort. So Mr. Non-fan of picking up the phone and texting, if you really like someone, pick up the phone and text. Stop being such a pain in the ass.
It's not that difficult.
It's not that difficult.
Get it together.
It really isn't that difficult. All right, so that's it for us here on Love Sweetie Talks of Raw on Her Everybody Podcast. Jessica, thanks again for coming back to the show.
Thank you.
I can't wait.
Fun chatting it up with you.
I know. I can't wait. I know. We gotta like go and get together and have a drink and like, actually enjoy life in the city. Yeah, for sure. And maybe we'll do that after the panel, June 3rd. Yes, after the empowerment workshop. Yes, on June 3rd.
Perfect. In summer.
It is. It's gonna be nice.
You get a roof out there. It's gonna be perfect.
Yes, and then we can chat with all the women who are going to go and just keep the party started afterwards. That's going to be fun. I can't wait. All right, so thanks, everyone, for listening to Love Sumeri Talks over here on My World Podcast. Thanks again, Jessica, for joining me. Stay tuned for the next show. Another topic, another day. It's always fun here on Love Sumeri.
Good afternoon. Would you like to try a free sample of our double fudge brownie?
Oh, sure.
Mmm, that's very good. I'll just take one more, just to be sure. Yep, still very good.
Some things never change, like never being able to take just one free sample. And Geico saving folks lots of money on their car insurance.
Mmm, is that macadamia nut I taste? Let me take one more.
Sir,
Yeah. I thought so.
15 minutes could save you 15% or more. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Is that Shakespeare?
Nope, it's Geico.
Yeah, that's Shakespeare from one of his unpublished works. Oh, it be not for awakening. Nay, giveth thou the berries. For 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
Nope, it's from Geico, because they help save people money.
Well, I hate to break it to you, but Geico got it from Shakespeare.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.